Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good morning. Welcome to Between the Lines with Sarah Evans-Olwyn. This is going out to you on Sheffield Live on Tuesday mornings at 11 a.m. And today I'm taking a walk around an area of Sheffield which is leafy and quiet and quite beautiful. And currently I'm walking down Encliffe Vale Road. And at this time of year, this is July, the students have left, and Encliffe Village, which is quite a busy, bustling student accommodation site, has quietened down. As I walk down here, I recall when I was doing teacher training, sort of towards the turn of the millennium, and I had a friend, a really good friend, who lived in one of the flats on Encliffe Vale Road, and she and I used to hobnob together. It was quite a lot of fun in those days. Even though, as I recall, teacher training was really tough. I just sort of rather forget those times. It was a bit of a slog, even in the sort of aftermath of that education election. So I suppose my mind turns to those thoughts because we've just had an historic election result in the last 24, 48 hours. And I'm feeling a quiet sense of hope. I suppose a quieter sense of hope than I did in 1997. And I can't believe how long I've lived in Sheffield, really. When I think back to the time when I first arrived here, it was still a John Major government. And here we are, having had a turbulent few years, really. Years of immense frustration and difficulty for many, many people across the country. I feel a sense of relief and, as I say, a subdued hope for the future that things will get better. Could they get any worse? Actually, I think they probably could. Anyway, as I walk past here, here is the all the student accommodation, and it looks quiet. The curtains are all open. You can see the little functional rooms, the desks, right by the windows. But as student accommodation goes, this is pretty nice. And it's a little way away from the university, so there's a healthy walk-in for students heading down there. And in and amongst the student village, there is shops and food and things like that. So altogether, a very nice student city is Sheffield. Anyway, the reason I'm walking up here is because I'm taking a circuitous route to Encliffe Park. And Encliffe Park is a historic park in Sheffield, and it leads from Hunter's Bar out towards the countryside, and it leads on to the next park, which is Bingham Park. And if you walk in a direct line from Hunter's Bar out into the Peak District, you can just have a direct route that takes you from the city centre, virtually, into open countryside. And that is one of the wonderful things about this side of the city, which is that it has been blessed with this public space. And Encliffe Park was opened in 1887 for Queen Victoria's Jubilee. And the various memorials in there to Queen Victoria. And these have been moved around. I mean, one of them, I think, used to be in town, a big old statue of Queen Victoria. But now they sit quite sedately in the park. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave you here, and I will rejoin you once I'm in the park. Okay, I'm back now. I'm just approaching an entrance to Encliffe Park from Riverdale Road. I've just walked past these huge houses. This is a really leafy part of Sheffield, and the wealth here is just unbelievable. And yet, the only signs I've seen up have been for Labour. So those little campaign placard things that people shove outside the houses have all been Labour on Riverdale Road. It's remarkable, really, given the stinking wealth around this area. So they are interspersed in and amongst a couple of for sale signs. As I'm nosy, I always have a little look at what is for sale and for how much, most importantly. And it's always very interesting. Anyway, here I am, sort of scooching down past the Porter River. And people are out with their dogs. And this is the side of Encliffe Park that sort of faces Bingham Park. And it's quiet and really tree-lined. So in the height of summer, which I have to say, this is not height of the summer weather, it's about 16 degrees at the moment, unseasonably cool. But in the height of summer, it's a really nice place to escape to because it's cool and quiet. Around Easter time, they have the rubber duck race in this section of the Porter River, which I find a really strange activity, but people seem to enjoy it, bring their kids here. Anyway, I'm taking the back route now around the Porter, and perhaps you can hear the sound of the river in the background as I move closer towards it. And I'm approaching one of the larger ponds in Encliffe Park. There are two ponds, and this is the larger one. And there's often a heron in this pond, looking very stately and smart. And people often take their children to feed the ducks. And you can buy bags of duck food in the cafe, which is further down. So I'm walking from the Rustlings Road entrance towards Hunter's Bar. I've chosen a really lovely time to come because it's a Saturday morning, and usually earlier on a Saturday morning the park run is taking place, and that sort of takes in two rounds of Encliffe Park onto Rustlings Road, and it gets extremely busy at that time. The runners sort of take over the park. I used to get quite irritated by this activity. However, I do think it's rather wholesome and community-minded and lovely that people take their exercise together on a Saturday morning. And it seems like a really inclusive event in many ways. So I'll save my irritation for now and just time my walks at a different time, which I have done on this occasion. So as I walk past, I see countless dogs, and I remember that during lockdown, I used to, whenever we went for a walk, I used to count dogs with my younger son, and we used to really enjoy that activity, looking at all the different dogs and seeing the ones that we recognised day after day as well. I mean, you know, the small pleasures you take when everything else has been restricted for you, I guess. So I might return to the subject of the park run later on in this programme for reasons that you will discover later. But in any case, I am enjoying the peace and quiet now of this beautiful walk. As I walk through, I can see children on their bikes, and I know that I'm nearing the second pond and the cafe, and there is a very special memorial behind the cafe. That is the Mi Amigo memorial, and the story of Mi Amigo sort of recently, in recent years anyway, came to light in a more dramatic way because the TV presenter Dan Walker, who is a local resident, walked past the Mi Amigo memorial and got talking to the person that really tends it, a man called Tony Folds. The story of the Mi Amigo is that it was an American bomber that was flying over Sheffield in the Second World War and ended up in trouble. And the pilot was sort of flying near Encliffe Park and realised that he couldn't save the plane. And rather than plough into the school children who were playing in the park, he flew the plane into an area where no one would be hurt, and everybody in the bomber was killed. And the man who tends this memorial, Tony, is one of those boys who remembers clearly seeing the bomber go past in its final moments, and remembers how his life was spared because of the selflessness of these people. Anyway, quite dramatic. And the Mi Amigo Memorial is kind of very loved by local people, and local primary schools do projects around it so that children remember those important historical details and how actually, you know, the Second World War really was a very real, visceral and difficult experience for people in places like Sheffield, where there was a big steel industry. And that it's not about the glorification of these sacrifices, rather the sadness about those lost potential lives, really. Okay, well, I shall leave you here for now as I make my way through, past the noisier areas of the playground, and on to another park that I'd like to walk through, which is Chelsea Park. Okay, so here I am now at the very top of Chelsea Park. I didn't record myself entering Chelsea Park because it's quite a climb actually from Encliffe Park, and I didn't think anybody would want to hear my out of breathness on the airwaves. But here I am. I've got to the top of Chelsea Park. I'm sitting on a bench, and I'm looking down over this small but perfectly formed park. And the interesting thing about Chelsea Park is it's a lot quieter actually than Encliffe Park. And it was actually a private garden in 1852, created in 1852 for Brincliffe Towers. And I guess it was probably underused, and it was given to the people of Sheffield in 1925. And it remains a very quiet place, I think, because of the area that surrounds it, which is a very affluent area. The houses are massive. The gardens are massive. There are houses that have tennis courts. They're the kind of place that actually nowadays you could really only stretch to if you pooled your resources and lived multi-generationally. And it's really a lovely part of town. But, you know, again, like that Riverdale area, dripping in cash. So I think people don't need the park as much, which is a crying shame because it's a very nice park. People come with their dogs. Again, dogs are a big theme today. And it's got quite a steep hill. And I remember when my children were little, coming here to use a very small playground, which I think was built in the early 2000s. There's a little basketball area, and sometimes youths hang around there. But it's all very tame and good-natured because of the demographic. There's a bonfire here every November, which is that's extremely well-attended, very popular event. And the hill, there is one notable person who used to use this park quite regularly, who is the lovely Jessica Ennis Hill, who used to use it for training. So for those of you who've been living under a rock, Jessica Ennis Hill is a great heptathlete, a great British heptathlete. And she won gold in 2012 and silver in 2016. She missed the 2008 Beijing Olympics due to injury, but since then, you know, was a great Olympic heptathlete. And the heptathlon is an incredibly arduous athletics event. And I didn't know anything about it, really, before those Olympic Games where Jessica Ennis Hill was participating. But it encompasses the 100-meter hurdles, high jump, shot put, 200 meters, long jump, javelin throw, and 800 meters. So by the end of it, you're blooming exhausted, I would imagine. But Jessica Ennis Hill used to train here because she used to use the hill to run up for stamina training. You know, fitness training, because it's quite a hill. I mean, if you've ever tried to run up it, it is a real test of endurance, strength, etc. I prefer running down it. So I remember when the children were little, we used to run down the hill and then walk, crawl slowly up it. And being in Sheffield, obviously you can't get away from the hills. It's beautiful. It's lovely. And quiet and peaceful. I suppose I was going to mention the park run again. I mentioned it at the beginning of this programme because the park run takes place in a couple of venues in Sheffield, but it really started off in Aincliffe Park in Sheffield before it moved to also to have a branch in Graves Park and in Hillsborough. But the lovely thing about Jessica Ennis Hill is that she still attends the park run, so you can see her there sometimes with the children, mingling in and amongst the crowds. She's an incredibly popular figure. I have a lot of respect for her, not only as an athlete, but generally as a you know, a good egg. She is famously a big Sheffield United supporter, and she had a stand named after her after all her Olympic success. But controversially, around the time, there was a lot of controversy with one of the Sheffield United players, Ched Evans. She requested that the club make a stand about his poor behaviour. And she sort of said that actually, unless the club did something about it publicly, denouncing it, or suspending him or whatever, that she wanted her name removing from the stand. And this led her to be open to a great deal of abuse online, and very unfairly, actually, because I think all she was saying was that as a public personality, it's really important to have some standards, and for those institutions that are, you know, supporting public personalities, that they need to also take a stand. I think she's a very straightforward person, and she spoke her mind. And indeed, well, as it came to pass, the Jessica Ennis Hill stand changed names, and it's named now after some corporate sponsor. Anyway, but she's a person who's still in and around Sheffield. She's unassuming, normal type of person, not unapproachable, quite involved in various things locally, and a local person who has had totally remarkable achievements. And as I walk around Chelsea Park, I think about, you know, the normal, the everyday, the mundane, the walking through a park, and yet the wonderful people in and around this place that make it such a vibrant and rich city, a very much sort of, I suppose, it's not a place that people necessarily come to visit. It's not a Manchester or London or Edinburgh or Belfast. Sheffield's in some ways quite unremarkable. But as I walk through these two historic parks, I think about their rich history, the standing of Sheffield as an industrial city, and how Sheffield continues to evolve over time. What an interesting place it is if you sort of dig beneath the surface, not only in the past but in more recent times as well, with people sort of contributing to the city and its richness and diversity as well. So I'm just walking down through the park and looking at the little playground, which there are some children hanging around there, running around joyously. And I think you can hear the wind in the trees. And there are some people that are helping to clear some of the overgrown areas. There is a dad jumping up and down on a skateboard, and his children are having a picnic next to him. It is all very wholesome and wonderful. I wish people would use the park more. And I wish there were more spaces like this everywhere in the city. It is a very green place, very beautiful. A lovely place to get away on the weekend.
Life's busy enough. And
I'm just walking past a family who are talking about how busy life can be with their dogs. And with that, before I ramble on too long, I will leave you in the peaceful Chelsea Park, and I hope that you will find some time to visit both Aincliffe Park and Chelsea Park within easy walking distance of each other if you're not afraid of a hill, and to enjoy these peaceful spaces around Sheffield. You've been listening to me, Sarah Evans-Olwyn. I'm here with you every Tuesday at 11 a.m. on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM or on the Simple Radio app. And you can download my programme and listen to it on Revolve 77.2. And with that, I hope that you have a lovely day. Bye.
Up the papers. hand held loosely by his side. Yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news.
So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind.
He lasts an hour, then he wanders home alone.
So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. Winter city, the rain cries a little pity for one more forgotten hero and a world that doesn't care. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make a change in mind. How can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make a change in mind.
down. We've no intentions of getting back up until you drift away, slip away for the day. But tell me, who's gonna pick you up when the blood flows from your head? Who's gonna take the blame for all the things you said last night? Can you remember? You were everybody's friend, but the problems you can make.
romance, lover. Cool ou transe, lover. Ça balance, lover. Fille ou garçon, lover. Latin saxon, lover. Club ou café, lover. Triste ou gay,
c'est fou ce qu'on est bien. Quand on ne pense à rien. L'amour c'est comme ça, c'est comme ça, l'amour.
Oh lover, romantique lover, galactique lover, académique lover, fantastique lover.
C'est fou ce qu'on est bien. Quand on ne pense à rien.
Qu'à cric, crac, ça balance.
Tic, tac,
en cadence.
L'amour c'est comme ça, c'est comme ça. L'amour.
Bon Fred, you are tendance Nietzsche ou Stendhal?
Non Marion, I am tendance Shiraz avec une pointe de Grenache.
Thank you. My name is Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Mislead you to Check this out, this is Punjabi MC right now. I'm on the airwaves, 93.2 Sheffield Live.
I'm in the furniture trade, got a new job today. Inspect the Cretan, the number 3 lathe. Said you're too smart for here. Said I'll see the manager. He was the manager.
Eat yourself better.
Up the stairs, mister.
Eat yourself better.
Analytics of God. My type worked out. Analytics on me. The poison render, I grope about. And when I go out, my mind splits. My eyes dot hurt. The musical chairs have been swallowed up by a cuddly group who land and rub off, hoping that whatever it is, I'll land and rub off. Trapped in the door, mother fool, I'll tell ya. to meet ya.
Eat yourself better.
Up the stairs, mister.
Eat yourself better.